A quorum has been established. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions. Senator from Franklin County.
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Send your resolution forward. Senator, do you care to explain the resolution?
Mr. President, this is some rule changes that obviously we'll have an opportunity to have a discussion with tomorrow.
The resolution shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Butler. Senator from Butler, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Am I up in the right manner? Okay.
The senator from the 7th was drowning you out, so I couldn't hear you.
I thought maybe you got it before I did. Inquire the senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Can you tell me what's in this resolution?
There are a few rule changes in this resolution. We are asking to add two members to the Committee on Appropriations. We are asking to add one member to the Ways and Means Committee.
Are you talking about an additional
member?
Who's already on the committee?
An additional member to the
committee. Are you replacing people or adding more members?
One more member to
the
committee. Yes. Right. Two on approach, one on Ways and Means.
Okay, go ahead.
The other is the government accountability. It used to be as it is duly named, and so we're striking government accountability and its fiscal oversight. We're making a graphical change to that. And then there is a clarification that allows to make sure that the sponsor has the ability to withdraw their bill. Typically, we're clarifying that. And so those are the proposed rule changes.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
The senator from the 13th district.
To inquire of the senator from the 26th.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Yes. Proceed.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. I know many of us are asking, when will these be dropped on our desks so that we can...
I'm assuming they're copying them at this point.
So they will be dropped before we adjourn.
I'm looking, and I'm... The answer
chair,
is no.
If the chair could clarify, under the rules, the rules are printed in the journal. They cannot be taken up for until the next legislative day. Senator, if you would like a...
I would just like a copy of the resolution to see what is in the proposed rule change.
We will have that copied and distributed.
Thank you.
Senator from the 5th District.
The 27th, 6th, I'm sorry.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
So you're adding two on probes?
Yes.
Will they be Republicans? Or?
One minority member, one majority member.
Okay. And the minority floor leader would be the one determining?
He would make the senator would make the determination, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Senator from the 7th District. Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
But that is a member of approbes. What
sure.
did we think that the number on the committee was insufficient? Are we adding two more? Because I'm trying to think of that committee hearing room, and it was already pretty tight in there. So what's the kind of reasoning for doing it?
Obviously, there are a tremendous number of people that would like to serve on approps. Also, with the number of retiring potential senior members on the committee, getting some more experience on that Appropriations Committee, I think, is necessary. There are several senior members on that committee, and so that's one of the reasons we felt like it was necessary. And it has been at 13 members prior to before, so... they're just the note saying they're getting those distributed. So that was part of the reason. But again, I think there was some desire on from the minority and the majority side because of the number of people that would like to serve on approves.
Okay, and then the rule change that says the sponsor can withdraw their, is it on the amendment or their bill? And is that the only substantive process change that's going to be in these new rules?
I believe that is correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th.
The senator from the 7th.
Senator from the 7th, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I will be very happy to answer any questions on the rule change pursuant to approps, because I did approach the majority leader, because every member from our side of the aisle is termed out in 2 years. There will be no experience. And as you know, when new members come into this chamber, every one of them want to serve on appropriations. And I think it would be not very good for this chamber, and it would be a misstep on our part if we did not move this forward and put some folks on there that could gain some knowledge over the next 2 years for when we're gone.
And I don't disagree with that. In fact, I've said last year when we were dealing with the term limit bill that in 2021, majorities in both the House and the Senate will have less than 2 years experience. So I definitely concur that having someone understand the budget when everybody leaves is a good thing. I just wanted to know what the reason
No,
was.
And that's fine. I just wanted you to know that I approached the majority floor leader or
pro tem,
and I asked for that change, and the reason being, and I do believe that there's a lot of these commissions we have and boards we sit on that require more than just being elected. Mosers, for instance, I think people should be on those committees that have a long time to serve and can learn the process and will be there for a long time to represent the folks in this state. Now, I'm not saying that our experience isn't needed, but we need to have partners there. Thank you.
I don't disagree. Thanks.
Senator from St. Francis.
Fire the senator from the 13th.
Senator from the 13th, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. My question, I guess, is the biggest concern I've seen this last couple of years is the minority has so few members that it's hard for them to keep up with the various committees that they're already assigned to. We're going to be spreading that activity even thinner by adding two more people to the appropriation.
Oh, no, we won't, Senator, because when they don't want to do it, I do it. So the only one going to be spread thinner will be me. It's good.
Well, but I have concern about that. I just...
No, and I understand your concern, but I have a big concern about, I think, the senator from the 4th, the senator from the 7th, and the senator from Kansas City are the minority members on budget. And in 2 years, whoever is driving the bus here is going to appoint members to that committee that have never served there before, because I am not asking sitting senators to get off committees that they are educated in and they can lead the way with the new folks.
Have you had that conversation? That was going to be my next question. Have you had a conversation with any of your senior members that would consider, based upon the fact that there's a concern there will not be an educated member from the minority 2 years from now, would they consider stepping off and letting a younger or a less tenured senior senator be on that committee?
I have, and they like their committee, Senator, and I don't blame them. If I was still on budget, I probably wouldn't get off. I got off because I was elected as a minority leader to give somebody else a chance. I just think it's a good move. It educates this body. It gives the new members an opportunity over the next year to be brought up to speed. And let's face it, on that committee, my members look at things vastly different than your members look at things. And so they need the perspective and the experience of the two senators from Kansas City and the senator from St. Louis as we move forward as a body.
And I appreciate what you're saying, but I also, as a chairman of a committee, have concern that some of my minority members can't be there because they're already spread thin through other committees and not able to attend. And that's something that we need to consider if we're adding two more people to that committee.
I understand, Senator, and I respect that.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. The resolution will be printed in the journal. Senator from the 7th.
I have a resolution.
Send your resolution forward.
It has been distributed, and I ask to be printed in the journal to rest for a day.
Resolution will be printed in the journal. Senator, would you like to explain your resolution?
I would like to explain it, but I want to give the chamber a chance to read it and discuss it before we have a discussion on it. So I would just say, ask the members of this chamber to take a minute to read it. I don't intend to bring it up until next week at the earliest, so we have the weekend to look at it, and then we'll revisit it at that time.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.